It is Monday, August 21st, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me from Talk Business and Politics is Michael Tilley. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's your world?
Pretty good. We came up with the idea of our conversation for this Monday edition of Ozarks at Large when we were talking off air on Friday because we'd had similar experiences going through the tunnel. I went down to work on some stories in Fort Smith. They were on Rogers Avenue and out at Chaffee Crossing, but I had some time in between the interviews, and I went down to Garrison, and it was really the first time in maybe as much as a year I'd been on Garrison Avenue, and was really impressed with what I was seeing. You had a similar experience going north, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and it's interesting. We had a story on Jennifer Joyner, a reporter for us with the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, posted a story about Turnbow Park, the new park in downtown Springdale, and some of the ancillary development that was popping up around that, some of the road work on Emma Avenue, which is in downtown Springdale. And so it was a great story, had a lot of different voices in it talking about, you know, what the possibilities are, what the options are for development. So I thought I would tool on down there, and I did. And I spent about 30 minutes walking around, and I got to tell you, I was very impressed. You know, we typically hear about, you know, downtown Bentonville, Dixon Street. Of course, everybody knows about Dixon Street. Siloam Springs has been doing a lot with their downtown. Rogers has its gateway plan that they're working on. So, you know, Springdale has just kind of been nothing. It's been silent. But they have been working in this, the Turnbow Park, the Tyson. I had no idea how huge and modern and impressive that Tyson facility, that office facility they have down there will be. But they've got some road work they're doing, so it's really hard to get down there now. But Kyle, in 2 or 3 years, that's going to be a happening place. That's going to provide another great venue for folks in Northwest Arkansas. And I frankly, I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't know that all of that was going on down there.
Well, you know, you have the just reopened Apollo Theater that was saved from the wrecking ball. You've got Emma's got a nice selection now of restaurants and bars. There's Old Soul. There's Black Apple, the cidery. There's Steam. Yep. And it's really becoming a downtown community. And, of course, you've got the wonderful taquerias that are all around downtown. You mentioned embarrassment. I felt a little bit embarrassed when I was on Garrison looking at the murals and seeing the Darby statue and Bass Reeves. And a lot of window fronts say coming soon, by the way. A lot of empty things.
Right.
I know that you and I are like-minded on this. But isn't there something to be gained by people south of the tunnel realizing what's going on in Emma Avenue and those of us north of the tunnel understanding what's going on in Fort Smith and Van Buren and the River Valley?
And not only yes, but I could be maybe a little, this could be a little wishful thinking or maybe a little naive, but I think more and more people are realizing that. Some of the people I talk to in Northwest Arkansas will say, hey, you know, I just was down there to look at the murals. Man, that's really great. You guys are lucky to have that, you know, and I'm hearing a lot more of that. talked to one person who had Rolando's, which is a somewhat popular restaurant in downtown Fort Smith, has moved to a larger location. Had a person who lives in Northwest Arkansas said, hey, we ran down there over the weekend to eat at Rolando's. It was great. I mean, so, yeah, to your point, yes. And it's not that far away. I mean, if you live in a big city like St. Louis or Chicago, you're probably going to drive 45 minutes or an hour across town to get to a restaurant or to a play or whatever. That's really the same distance, maybe a little longer, between the two metro areas. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that pick up, especially when you have more options in both regions. Look, downtown Van Buren is doing some interesting things. I think in 2 to 3 years, we're probably going to be talking about some interesting new restaurants and developments in that space also.
There just seems to be, maybe I'm naive, there just seems to be some economic advantage to what people generally consider Northwest Arkansas and generally consider the River Valley working together.
Yeah, there is. And look, I think a part of it, Kyle, is just it's a demographic shift. I think a lot of business people, a lot of economic development officials have finally clued in that these next generations, they're not looking first for a job. They're looking first for a cool place to live. And that cool place to live may not be where all the cool places are, but it's within, you know, a convenient time circle. And so I think that's why we're seeing these investments in cool spaces and in nice places like a downtown, these walkable environments. Look, they're building these walkable environments even around the osteopathic college at Chaffee Crossing. So I think maybe that's what we're seeing, Kyle, is it just that knowledge is finally caught up and people are saying, okay, I'm willing to invest in that.
Michael, have a great week.
Hey, you as well. Thanks, Kyle.